Hey, what's up, you guys? It's Wayne McDonald, and you're listening to Your Beautiful Day on the Gratitude Radio Network.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of Your Beautiful Day on the Gratitude Radio Network and also the Neil Haley Show, syndicated all over the world. And I'm excited to welcome the program my two co-hosts. First of all, Jen Maugg. Jen, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest.
Hey, hello, Neil. Hello, Way, and hello, Pearl. Everyone listening, we hope that you all are having a beautiful day and finding gratitude in your life everywhere that you go. We have an amazing show today, and I just want to introduce Pearl, my life coach and my best friend.
Hey, everybody. It's awesome to be here, and I am so excited to speak with Way today. So, yes, I'm with Women Successful Living, and I am excited. So take it off, Neil.
All right. So our guest is from The Voice, Way McDonald. Way, you're coming all the way from New Jersey. How are you? And thanks for stopping by.
Oh, I'm so, so good. And it's cold here, but I'm super happy to be here.
How cold?
Right now, it warmed up a little bit. So now it's like in the early 50s, but it was definitely in the 40s a little bit earlier, 40s, 30s.
Oh, yeah. The mornings are the rough thing. When I woke up and it was 25 a couple of days ago, I'm like, ugh. What happened to our summer because of COVID, you know? And now we're back to this freezing cold, and I can't believe we're getting so close to Thanksgiving. All right, so go ahead, Pearl. You have a first question for Way.
Way, it's so exciting to have you today. So tell us a little bit about where you're from and a little bit about your story of growing up.
Yeah, so I was born in Harlem, New York. And that's like, you know, birthplace. I ride for Harlem all day, every day. And, but I grew up in going to school in New Jersey. And I started taking acting classes at around 4, dance classes at 10. And then I didn't start singing until I was maybe 13 years old, 12, 13 years old. So yeah, I grew up with my family thinking, oh, you know, she's so energetic, so we need to definitely put her in something to keep her occupied.
And so so are you an introvert or extrovert?
I am an extroverted introvert. I love my time alone. Like, I think, okay, so I'm the person that I do have a big personality, but I have a cap, like a shelf life. And if I'm at a party for too long, I will go into the corner and be a wallflower.
Interesting. So I know those people. And I used to be an introvert, became an extrovert when I became a professional wrestler. That's for another story, another day. I was very quiet growing up as a tall kid and then became this big time just extrovert later on. So we all kind of move into a different role, especially when we get to perform. Performing, I think, gets you out of that shell regardless of who you are. All right, Jen, your first question.
Anyway, no, I just think that that's a way of balancing yourself, because when I get into a group of people or a party or something like that, you have all the energy around you. You know, you have your A game going on.
Yeah.
And so I really appreciate that. I always wanted, I knew I would end up in acting in my life. When did you want to be a performer, and when did you know that singing was going to be a part of your career?
I didn't fully know that singing was going to be a part of my career until I was about 16 years old. And it's so funny because all of my friends that I grew up acting with and dancing, you know, they know me as either acting or dancing. And so when they heard about me being on The Voice, they were like, when do you sing like this? They're like, when did that really start happening? And I was like, I don't really know. I've always wanted to perform, though. Performing was something that it let me be free. It let me be completely myself. I'm also really great at biology. I love biology. And my mother's wish was for me to be like a doctor. But I broke that dream with being wildly successful at singing and talented at acting. So she's happy. She's happy this way too.
What gives you the confidence in singing?
What gives me the confidence in singing, honestly, is the message behind what I'm singing and the feeling of, feeling grounded. It's very humbling being on a stage because you're at the mercy of the audience. Like, yes, you curate what the audience can feel, but they have to give you that same feedback to you. And my confidence definitely comes from knowing what I know and having great support system and being true to who I am. Because if I'm not honest on stage, then the show is not going to go good.
When things click, they click. And when you find something you love that clicks, it makes it much, much easier. Go ahead, Pearl. Next question.
So wait, tell us that you get to The Voice and your friends are all excited to see you on there. So tell us about your experience on The Voice.
My experience on The Voice was difficult. It was very difficult. Not in the way that you might think. It's very hectic. And it's I always say it's not for the meek-hearted. The biggest advice that I give people who want to audition for shows that are like The Voice, whether it's American Idol, America's Got Talent, X Factor, things like that, is if you don't think that you're ready to go on the show, you're not. Because you have to be mentally ready. It's very fast paced and you teach yourself how to adapt very quickly. And I wanted to kind of challenge myself. I was not ready for the fast pace of it all because you immediately go into the public eye. You go from having maybe 200, 300 followers and me not really knowing how to use social media to 30,000 followers on Instagram and Facebook in a matter of a week. And you're expected to get it and understand it at the drop of a dime. And it was hard. And not just because I was 17, but just because it was difficult overall.
And it just blows up like that. And you're like, holy cow, where, you know, you get the expectation, you make it, and then wow. So kind of tell us, what season was The Voice were you on?
I was on season 11. There's some great people that were with me on season 11, like Allie Caldwell, Christian Cuevas. I have met some amazing people. And that's the fun part that we go through, is that we're all going through the hectic time together. That's always really, really fun. But yeah, season 11. And the coaches were Adam Levine, Blake Shelton, Alicia Keys, and Miley Cyrus.
See, what I love about the way The Voice works is how humble you guys are. I've covered the final four, the final two, and the one of who's won The Voice with NBC a few times. And I guess it's been about four or five different seasons. And what I've always seen is you guys are so humble. How's that happen that every one of you is so grounded? Everybody wants to be a family. It's not, the competition's not as much as I want to be a great performer. Why do you think that is, that the culture of The Voice?
I believe it's the process you go through, because it'll take you, if you have any sort of high horse, everything will remind you that it can get either taken away from you really, really fast. So you're just grateful. It's the gratitude that comes from being at the mercy of, I'm going to be here, whether or not people like me, is extremely humbling. It's like, you know, if week by week you had your job and it's like, well, if some people decide that they like you a little bit less, then you're fired. And it's like, okay, now I have to go and figure it out. So that's why it's like, okay, calm, be enough of yourself. Be like, you know what? I'm just appreciative that I'm still here. I'm happy that I get to have fun, that I get to still do this process. It's really amazing. And the people are right. It's not about the competition. It really is about the growth together, because it's difficult for all of us.
Go ahead, Jen. Next question.
I love this. Okay, you know what I'm going to be rolling into? I'm going to be rolling into my mother gratitude question here for you, Wei.
Yeah.
Give me a gratitude moment when you were on The Voice.
Oh, easy moment. Okay, so it's top eight, and I had just sang Scars to Your Beautiful, and there's a system on The Voice that basically, if you get into the top 10 overall on iTunes, your votes get multiplied times 2 or times 5 or something like that. It's top 8. Everybody else is in top 8 but me. So everybody's votes are multiplied times 5 but mine. So I'm horrified. So now my parents are looking at me. They're like, you know, I'm 17 and I'm thinking, oh God, okay, so what should I do? They're like, you have to vote more. You have to post more. You have to do more. I don't understand why you're not doing more. And I'm like, well, I already posted 7 times. I don't know what else that you want me to do. Tell more people to vote. Call people. And I'm like, if they're going to vote, they're going to vote. I can't control them. I mean, fights broke out between my parents and me, and tears. And this is Monday night. Voting closes Tuesday, 8 a.m. So now it's Tuesday. I am at the mercy of people. And there's something called the save song that they do on Twitter. And the save song is if you don't immediately get into the main top, like let's say 4, it's 3 people. And then the last person gets to be picked for Twitter live on the show. But again, it went from 8 people to 4 people. And so I'm thinking, well, this is it. So the first person that gets called is Sundance Head. Love him. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, I just have to think of my save song. I just have to think of my save song. My save song was In the Night by The Weeknd. And I was like, okay, I got this. I can do this. Second person they call, Billy Gilman. And I'm like, okay, well, that's it. That's fine. And I was like, all right, In the Night. You know, I'm going over the song in my head. And they're like, in the final person to make it into the top 4 before the save songs. And I was like, okay, they're probably going to call somebody else. Wayne McDonald. Complete shock. Complete shock. I thought I bombed that performance. I mean, I did the best that I could, but I was like, God, I wish I was better. And that was complete, complete gratitude because I didn't think I was going to make it. I didn't think I was going to make it into the top 4 at all.
Wow. Yeah.
I love that. If that's not a gratitude moment, I don't know what is.
Yeah, especially to be able to do that, to say the final 4. Wow. And that's, and so how many years has it been since The Voice for you?
It's been 4 years coming this December.
Okay.
Yeah, 4 years. And has it been a whirlwind? It's been crazy.
I'm sure it has. I mean, because again, it's how you take that experience and move forward. We're going to learn more about that. Go ahead, Pearl, with the next question for Wei.
So it's taken you on to some really amazing things since The Voice, from, you know, your trip to Rwanda. You want to share that with us and how that came about?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. I was performing for Josh Groban and his Find Your Light Foundation. And after I got off of stage, there was lovely women that came up to me and said, you know, you're phenomenal. You have an amazing voice. You know, you're blessed. We wanted to know if you would be interested in working with a organization called World Vision. It's a humanitarian service. It's people who love philanthropy. And I was like, yeah, sure. They're like, okay, we're doing something at the Plaza in New York City. I was in LA at the time, I believe. And I go to the Plaza and I sing one of my songs, and actually 2 songs. And after that, I get a call. Well, not even a call. I got. I laugh at this because it's so funny. Catherine Compton, who is an amazing woman, I mean, stunning woman, comes up to me and says, I'm bringing you to Africa with me. And I was like, okay. And, you know, imagine that. I'm like, okay. And that February, I went to Africa with her and I went to Rwanda. And my experience in Rwanda, I don't think I'll ever forget it in my life. As a woman of color, you don't know if you're going to feel like it's a foreign place, or if you feel really weird, or if you don't feel worthy enough to be in that kind of a place. But as soon as I stepped foot in Africa, it felt very familiar in a very, very weird way. I also got to see for the first time, kids have clean water. Can you imagine what it's not like to be able to either go to your fridge, go to the store, pick up clean water. They've never had clean water before. And they have to travel miles to get dirty water. Miles to get dirty water to try to give to either their kids or kids and women who have to skip out on school because the travel 5 miles there, 5 miles back to go get dirty water and then end up sick so they can't go to school. I mean, it's unheard of, but the beauty that I found in their smiles, in their happiness, they were happy to have empty water bottles because they'd be able to bring it to school. They called it their canteens. An empty Poland Spring water bottle is their canteen that they can bring to school. And so that way they can brag to their friends and kind of flex to their friends like, oh my God, I have a water bottle. You know, it was beyond beautiful. I will never forget it ever in my life. It was so beautiful.
When you give back, it reminds me of a story when I was working in early intervention when I was just a teacher. And what I did when I was just a teacher is I would go ahead and early intervention, bring Christmas presents to the kids. And I felt that where I was being a Santa Claus, bringing Secret Santa and all my kids when I was teaching in eighth grade, we'd all wrap up the gifts and bring them back. So it was such an unbelievable experience. So I know all about giving back and seeing people's eyes light up for doing something so awesome. Go ahead, Jen. Next question.
Oh, thanks. I love it, Wei, that you had a deja vu moment.
It's crazy.
Of being there. Now, was this the beginning of your work with World Vision?
Yes. So now I am fully an ambassador for World Vision, and I'm really grateful for it. I am part of Strong Women, Strong World, because I feel like without the women in the world, we would not be where we are, especially in different countries. And actually, thankfully, this holiday season, everybody who wants to give back can give back to everyone, including World Vision. So if you go to the World Vision Foundation, I mean World Vision Fund, and you go ahead and you donate, everything can be matched up to $1 million. And about 87% of the funds that get donated go to, you know, all of the people who are in need of help. And we know that 2020 has been a crazy year. COVID is not just impacting us, but it's extremely impacting everyone around the world. And I think giving back is key as a part of this holiday season, definitely.
Great point. Go ahead, Pearl, next question.
So wait, I'm excited because I hear you have, I'm an author myself. I've written 3 books. And so I hear you have a new book coming out, new book project coming out, and you have a new single. So yes. tell us about that and how we can learn more about that.
Yes, actually the book is out. It's a children's book. And it's called The Little Girl with the Big Voice. On the show, on The Voice, I made it a huge point to focus on the fact that I wanted to be truly authentically myself. I expressed to everybody that I was bullied in junior high because junior high sucks, and junior high sucks for everyone though. That's kind of a theme that we get to go to, but especially now with social media, I wanted to make sure that kids knew that they didn't have to look a certain way, sound a certain way, feel as though they're not beautiful or uniquely themselves. And I made a book about how my voice was really, really small and how my speaking voice is very small. But I made a big impact, and it doesn't matter where you come from. I travel around and do different book tours, or before COVID, I did a lot of different book tours in New York City for kids who are in impoverished areas, who don't have a two-parent household or not even a one-parent household, and try to figure things out by themselves and let them know, like, this is not your reality. This is not who you are. This is not everything that makes up your world. And look, you can start from point zero and get here. And you can look at me and see me as a Black woman and understand that you can look at me and see yourself, because there's not a lot of representation like that. And now there are kids who feel really empowered, thankfully, And I'm so happy and so grateful that they use my book as kind of a beacon of hope. I can't express how happy I am about that. It's amazing. And I do have a single out. Yes, it's called To Sir With Love, like from the movie, like Lulu. And yes, but one song that I think is kind of ties into all this is the song called Head Up High that I have. And it basically says, you know, your dreams are going to be realized as long as you continue to be who you are.
So can I just say, as a mom of two young men, but just as a mom in general, your parents have got to be so proud. You are so humble. And to learn that now, I mean, I'm in my 50s and I work
You look with phenomenal.
Women who are just now learning how to, oh, thank you. So I work with women who are, you know, my age or even just a little bit younger that are not even at the point where they can say, and empower people like what you are. So I'm so proud to meet you today.
Thank you. I'm a work in progress. I promise. I'm still working on it. I am nowhere near perfect, but I'm definitely working on it.
And what I think that's amazing is that you're going after your dreams and you're going after those different things. You're saying, well, how can I give back? But also how can I continue to increase what I've done on The Voice and bring great information and different things to your fans? What do you want to say to your fans that are going through what the suffering now of COVID-19 and the just challenges? What would you like to say to them?
That I'd like to say to them that your emotions are valid, that I know that it's tough being secluded. Our new normal is very difficult, but you have the power to get through it. Be aware that you can talk to people, that there are definitely hotlines for people who need it. I say that you are a lot stronger than you think that you are. My God, you're a lot stronger than you think that you are. Continue to work towards your dream, because although this will not be here forever, I know that this is going to affect all of us mentally. And just like on The Voice, I will say that at least we're all going through it with you. You know, we're all going through the mental issues. We're all going through the spouts of depression and then the spouts of the highs and all of the things going on in the political climate. You're worthy of acknowledgement and validation for your feelings and knowing that you can continue in this time, that your world is not over, that your mission is not done, and your accomplishments are just getting started.
Okay, Jen, next question. I know you're just seeing so many moments of gratitude, Jen.
My goodness, Wade, you are a woman of gratitude. You are a Thank mom so of much. Gratitude. You are, because that's exactly what I am, you know, emphasized on a daily basis, to be all in with your dreams, all in with your and plan them out and making them come true. And honey, we are all a work in progress, all of us, to the day that we die and then some. We are all a work in progress. And one of the things that I love, and for some reason I'm excited about this holiday season, I have no idea why, but I want you to give us, before we leave, the backstory on your special design gift item in the World Vision Holiday Gift Catalog.
Yes. Okay, so if you are feeling inclined to do so, which I hope everyone is, Jen, you're not just excited about the holiday season. I am too. I actually just told my father about this. He said, why are you so excited? I was like, I don't know. I'm just excited about cinnamon and Christmas trees and I don't know, the holidays and the corny Hallmark movies. I'm excited about all of that. So the tote that I have is a Bonded Together tote, and if you donate $75, you get it for free. But also, the tote was designed and crafted by Vietnamese women who have disabilities. First of all, I can't do that in general. I can't even just curate a bag in general. I think that that's phenomenal. Also, if you get the bag and you want the bag in the catalog, just know that it is giving them fair trade. It is helping them in their communities. It's helping women understand business ethics and learning how to go back to their communities and teach other women how to run their own business. It's very, very, very important, especially in places like this. But donating is definitely going to help. And World Vision doesn't just help people outside of the country. They help here too for people who need meal vouchers, who need water. Water is a very, very, very important thing with World Vision because it is necessary for all of life. But as far as the holiday catalog and everything, you can donate as much as you can. You can get a whole bunch of different gifts, but the tote is definitely one of them. And I hope that you like it. It's called the Bonded Together Tote.
Thank you so much. I would love to work with you. We'll keep in contact through Neil for the Gratitude Radio Network. I had a dream about designing a t-shirt for homeless children around the world.
Oh, yes.
So that's something that I definitely want to work with and with you on that. So thank you so much. Where can we, Pearl, do you have anything to?
No, I was just going to ask the question you were just going to ask. So where can everybody follow you, Wei? Where can everybody, I know Neil will put everything up for the connections for the World Vision. I'm looking forward to buying my bag myself.
Yes.
But yeah, definitely share where we can follow you and find you.
Yes. Okay. So you can follow me. Sorry for the lawnmower in the background. Okay.
We can't hear that at all. That's how great Zoom is. I didn't hear that at all. So don't worry.
That's awesome. Okay, cool. So you can follow me at Wei, that's Wei_McDonald, like ba-da-ba-ba-ba, on every platform. That's Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You can also see any new updates on where I'll be performing, quote unquote, whether it's Zoom or in person, on my website, Wei McDonald Music. That's WeMcDonaldMusic.com. And yeah, and if you just search up my name in Google, I'm sure you'll find something.
And we'll hopefully increase that Google ranking of all the different stations you're on. So you didn't have to do a tour that's 2 hours. You got to do this all at one time and get to talk to us. And that's what I love about what I've been able to build in my career, and always just these great stories. This is what I like. When you get to talk to you only for 6 minutes, you aren't going to find out who really Wei is. And I think that's so phenomenal. And I think that this is a definite great gratitude, great information you're doing. And it's a tremendous organization, World Vision. I tell all my listeners and viewers to please check it out and give, because as Wei, you talked about, the really scary thing is that we're suffering in the United States, but people all over the world are suffering from COVID-19. And especially in third world countries, we're talking water. Imagine the number of cases and what they're going through without a potential vaccine for a lot longer than we have. That's the other thing. We might get a vaccine in 6 months, but that doesn't mean that every country in the world's going to get a vaccine anytime soon.
Mm-hmm. And it's scary, but you know what? As long as we understand that it's not only us that's going through this, it really is everyone in the entire world. And I feel like people are going to have it in their heart to give back. I think 2020 was the year where we realized humanity has to be at the top of the ranks.
We've all had to go out of our comfort zone to get through what we're getting through, and who knows how long, but we all have to be willing to look at other people that are suffering much worse and be happy and to have gratitude for where we are. Okay, Jen, close out the interview, please.
Thank you. Well, one of the things that I think have gotten us through 2020 is realizing that we're not on our own. And if there's one thing to learn about this past year, it is that we all need to come together around the world and have gratitude, not just for the little things in our life, but humanity as a whole. So, Wei, I appreciate that from you. And the fact that you think about other people working with the World Vision, working with people in Africa and all around the world, and being a mentor to those children. And being there in Rwanda and writing your books. I'm going to say that plural because I'm expecting more books out of you and more songs out of you.
Yes.
And more everything. And I just want to thank you. I want to thank you and Neil and Pearl for being on the show today for your beautiful day. We've been listening to Way McDonald from The Voice, Pearl Sharenza from Women Successful Living, and Neil Haley, of course, our PR firm with the Gratitude Radio Network and The Neil Haley Show. I'm Jennifer, mother of gratitude, and I just want to impart to you all, no matter what you're going through, no matter how things look, you are blessed, you are loved, and you are sacred. Have a beautiful day. Mwah. I love you.